It's 72 degrees in Nashville, having a stormy morning. There is about a 60% chance of more precipitation through the day, but mostly in the morning and maybe a little bit past noon. Then we do expect the sun to come out with a high in the low 90s and the heat index still up around 105, 106 degrees or so. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Incidents uncovered at Tennessee's high-security youth prisons are drawing the interest of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services, which handles licensing for such facilities. Abuses of teens at facilities run by Wayne Halfway House were documented through investigative reporting by ProPublica and WPLN. The company is contesting the findings. But senior criminal justice reporter Paige Flager says DCS has heard enough to take a closer look.
DCS is really limited because of the juvenile privacy laws about what they can say publicly. But the department is already investigating the incidents that we uncovered during the reporting process. And we sent the things that we had heard about and the things that we knew about to the department to provide them with the information that we had gathered. The department said it's comparing the information that we gave them with their provider records to determine whether required incident and abuse reports were being made, whether appropriate medical care and notifications happened, and what actions were taken in response. So because of juvenile privacy laws, again, the results of that investigation will not be public.
You can learn more about conditions in Tennessee's youth prisons by reading the full investigation on our homepage. One of Middle Tennessee's most congested highway corridors is getting privatized toll lanes, and the state just picked the company to build and manage them. The so-called choice lanes will run along Interstate 24 between Nashville and Murfreesboro. The idea here is that a private company will pay for all the construction and get to keep much of the money drivers pay to drive on the lanes. The state chose a group of companies called Drive TN. The Nashville Business Journal reports it's led by private sector transportation firm Cintra, along with its Spanish parent company. The group pledges to spend $9.2 billion building the toll lanes, and it says it will pay the state $24.8 billion over the course of the 50-year contract. The project will add two toll lanes in each direction on I-24 for up to 26 miles, redo 17 miles of existing lanes, replace 37 bridges, and build 55 more. The first stretch of choice lanes is expected to open in 2031. Vanderbilt University is putting an end to its test optional policy for incoming students. Those applying to Vanderbilt will have to report an ACT or SAT score. The change will take effect in the fall 2029 semester. The Vanderbilt Hustler reports the policy was implemented because of COVID interruptions to testing. The student paper also reports several other universities, including eight in the Ivy League, are going back to requiring standardized tests as part of the application process. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.